Yes, the splendor of the Kaaba, the sight of the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Amongst the sha'airullah, the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the distinguishing features of Islam is definitely the Kaaba. It symbolizes just so many things. We know and we have heard, but it's worthy of reminding ourselves that the Kaaba is the center of the earth. It is the navel of the earth. All the magnetic lines of the earth neatly crisscross over the Kaaba. And we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created his throne and arsh. And beneath his throne, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the Bayt Ma'mur. That's the celestial Kaaba. And that's where the angels make tawaf. And once they make a tawaf, they don't ever get a second chance. That many angels, they are in existence. And then beneath the Kaaba, on earth, the center of earth, is the Kaaba of the earth. Baytullah in Makkatul Mukarramah, and the spirituality, the blessings, the effulgence, the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they descend from the throne onto the Kaaba, and from there they are spread to the various parts of the world. How is it spread? It's spread by the Hajis and the Mu'tamirin who come there, take the blessings and go back to the various parts of the world. It's spread at the time of Salam. When in various masjids, wherever you may be in the globe, you are facing the Kaaba. The entire planet was water initially, and there was a bubble protruding at the navel in the center, and that is the spot where the Kaaba was. And from there, then the entire earth was rolled out and created. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came to planet Earth, and he was commanded to construct the Kaaba. Already at that time the angels told him that they had been making tawaf of the Kaaba for 2,000 years prior to even the coming of the first human. Then during the flood of Ibrahim, Nuh alayhi salam, it was uplifted. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed it on the same spot. And it has this history with humanity from time immemorial. It's that one place, you know. It's the Kaaba is not... It's not something that we worship. We don't worship the Kaaba. As Muslims, we don't worship the Kaaba. Allah does not reside within the Kaaba, waliyadu billah. When we say the house of Allah, it's there to show that it's a special place in the eyes of Allah. There's no idol in the Kaaba that they worship. We don't make sajda to the Kaaba. We use the Kaaba as a point so that there is uniformity. It's a point of unification in worship. So the Kaaba was built by the chosen servants of Allah with rock from the local mountains, and it symbolizes the unity of Allah, Tawheed, and utter dependence on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala resides in the heart of everyone, but we undertake a journey to his house to create a spectacle of grandeur which is appropriate for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Kaaba symbolizes salah, because you're facing the Kaaba when you perform salah. It's the Qibla. It symbolizes unity. Everybody from different parts of the world, black, white, young, old, male, female, different cultures, different languages, different backgrounds, different economic situations, they all come to the Kaaba, and they all face in the direction of the Kaaba at the time of the salah. They are all equal as they circumambulate and make tawaf of the Kaaba. They all yearn, young and old alike, they all yearn to visit the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the powerhouse of spirituality. From there, you know, spirituality is sent to the different substations, and those are the masajid, and from those masajid to the different homes, the different communities, the different localities. So you see that the Kaaba plays a pivotal part when it comes to salah, which is the second pillar of Islam. It also plays a pivotal part when it comes to Hajj, which is the fifth pillar of Islam. Because you make Hajj Baytullah, you go for Hajj to Baytullah. You got to go to Makkah, from there onwards you go to Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah. You got to come back to the Kaaba for your tawaf al-ziyara, which is one of the fundamentals of the Hajj. The Kaaba is the focal point of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercies and blessings descend. We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 120 mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descend upon the Kaaba. And then there's 60 for those who are performing tawaf, 40 for those who are performing salah in its precincts, and 20 for those who just look at the Kaaba. You know, the sight of the Kaaba is something that you just cannot describe. You'll see visuals of the Kaaba and it looks very beautiful. It will remind you of your time there, or you haven't been there. It will increase your yearning to be there. On Sunday morning, you will look at visuals of the Khilaf being changed, and you'll see the Kaaba shining. You'll see the Kaaba glittering. You'll see that the gleam coming out of the Kaaba as the new cloth is put on. Those barakat that descend upon the Kaaba, people, then that's why I hold those pieces of the ghilaf, you know, pieces of the kiswa that are either shared or sold, so dear, you know, people put it in their kafan, they keep it in their homes for barakah and blessings, because barakah and blessings descend in that place to such a great extent. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Kaaba and they made tawaf of the Kaaba. You know, within the precincts of the Kaaba, there are so many different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who have been, who passed away in that locality, and who were buried in that particular region. So when we look at the Kaaba, you know, and as we listen to discussions pertaining to the Kaaba, as part of the Hajj broadcast and as part of following the Hajj process and proceedings this year, let us ask ourselves the question that, sure, we may have visited the Kaaba. Sure, we may desire to visit the Kaaba for the first time, or to visit the Kaaba again and repeatedly. Sure, when we went there, you know, it just brings tears. The tears, you just see people, you just see tears streaming down people's eyes when they look at the Kaaba. Every time you see a picture of the Kaaba, that sentiment and that emotion is something which is difficult to describe. But ask yourself, is my heart connected to the Kaaba? You know, How do you connect your heart to the Kaaba via Salah? Is my heart there in terms of believing in the, you know, truly living my life as per the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the different aspects of my belief and my deen which the Kaaba symbolizes. You know, so have that in our hearts. We need to use these occasions in the Islamic calendar to draw lessons. So we can talk about how beautiful the Kaaba looks, we can talk about that experience, we can talk about how phenomenal it was for the first time we saw the Kaaba. We know that we are encouraged that the first time you see the Kaaba, that's when you must make dua, because dua on that occasion, just as your eyes and your gaze fall on the Kaaba, is definitely accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We can sit for hours in the haram and just look at the Kaaba and soak in that feeling. And totally immerse yourself in that feeling of looking in the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But is my heart connected to the Kaaba? Because if it's connected to the Kaaba, it's then connected to the arsh and the throne of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are many hajis who are there physically, and then there are many people who are not there physically. The vast majority of Muslims do not get to perform the Hajj, even if the Hajj crowd increases year on year, and even though the Hajj crowds are many. But all said and done, What role does the Kaaba play in my heart, in my life? Do I hasten 5 times a day to face the Kaaba and to connect via the Kaaba with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Am I thinking all the time of the messages that were spread in that vicinity by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to what extent my life is in sync with that seerah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I focused on the different lessons that we learn from what the Kaaba symbolizes? The lesson of unity, the lesson of equality, the lesson of humility. Are those qualities that feature in my life? Are those characteristics that are my hallmarks? These are things that we need to think of as we consider the Kaaba as a symbol of Allah, as a symbol of Islam, as Sha'airullah.